Hello, I'm Rafik, and you're watching the Garbled Twistery channel.
Hey,
it's Garbled Twistery, it's 1816, it's the final Vice Media candidate for this year, and Robin Wright, world-renowned pirate archaeologist, is freaking out because this guy has a D in his name? Is this candidate's story consistent with the legend of that famous racing show, Initial D? Let's find out. So, Danny Tompkins, when he was born, his name was just that. Danny Tompkins. But, as it turns out, this man was a huge fan of content created by Eiichiro Oda. So, like the weeb he is, Danny decided to add a letter D as his middle initial. And this serves as a double purpose, because there was another Danny Tompkins at Columbia, and our Danny thought the professors there were so stupid that they'd mix him up with this other schmuck. What does the D stand for? It's both a mystery in popular Japanese fiction and in real life. Some people think it stands for Decius. Most people think it's just the letter D. Anyways, this dude was born in Scarsdale, New York, so you know he's petty enough to care about making sure there's a D in his name so nobody gets it twisted. His mom is Sarah Ann, and his dad's name is Johnny Griffin. He has an older brother named Caleb, without the D, who ends up in the big boy house of reps for a hot second.
What did he study in college?
What's that question?
What's his major?
What did Monkey D. Tompkins study in college? I'm pretty sure you could guess by now, but I'll say it anyway. He was doing lawyer stuff. And after he left college, he kept studying lawyer stuff with two of his buddies. He did the limbo, passed the bar, and now he's a hotshot New York City lawyer. And while his lawyer buddies were on the Federalist side of the ropes, Monkey D. Tompkins was on the Democrat-Republican side of things. Like, he was at New York's Constitutycon, he was, like, part of the state assembly, he even got offered to join Big Boy Congress, but he had to turn it down because Danny D. thought he would have more fun on New York's Supreme Court alongside Judge Judy herself. So Sonny D., like, marries a 16-year-old girl, as you do when you're rich and weird. They had, like, 8 kids. Yeesh. Oh, and Sonny D. also got an entire section of Staten Island named after him. Yeah. Yeah, he basically just bought a fat portion of Staten Island and just lived there. His daughter's names were like street names. If you go to Tompkinsville on Staten Island, you are in this man's territory. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. So why is everyone looking to this man as the potential vice principal of the country? What are Sonny D's credentials? Well, in 1807, he snuck his way into being the governor of New York in a very close election, and he managed to stay in that seat all the way until it was time to get ready for 1816 election shenanigans. So clearly, Sonny D has some political skills. He also knows his way around a good backstab.
Excuse me, what?
No, seriously. Remember DeWitty Clintoni? Well, DeWitty helped Sonny D in that very first super close governor election. But when DeWitty was running for president in 1808, the favor wasn't returned, no siree. Sonny D was hashtag Team Billy Madison all the way. We got a crafty fella on our hands. I bet you're wondering what Sonny D was doing during that time when the U.S. and the T-Sippers were engaged in a rematch at WrestleMania. Sonny D was being a big fat show-off, okay? Like, he reorganized the whole New York militia. He, like, set up a war draft and stuff. Like, Billy Madison tried to make Sonny D Secretary of State right after the war ended, but Sonny D was like, no, I made a commitment, bro. I'm commanding the new military district, okay? I'm busy. Oh. Side note, Sonny D was part of the American Anti-Aquarium Society, because of course he was. So, yeah, that pretty much sums up all I have to say about this guy for now, because this election is coming up and he's a real hoot, Tompkinsville. I can't believe it. If you've got something to say about this episode, about the podcast, or about, I don't know, the sunrise and the sunset, you can find Garble Twistery on Facebook and Twitter, or you can head to garbletwistery.net and send a message in the contact section, or you can email moi. My email is Rafiq, that's R-A-F-I-Q, at garbletwistery.net. Also, I have Patreon, so if you go to patreon.com and find Garble Twistery, you'll gain not only the access, but you'll gain the ability to determine what topics get to be Patreon-exclusive bonus content. And the current bonus episode in the works is an episode on trading cards with your friends like it's a game or something. I know, fancy. Anyways, next time, we're looking at Prezi-Wezi candidates for 1816. We're the big boys, the big shots, and we're starting it light. We're starting it light with a nice little check-in on our friendly neighborhood, Rufus King. Does this man ever give up? See you next time.
This is the ending. I'm ending it now.
Territory!